Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report they have killed a senior al-Qaeda leader along with at least two other militants. Abu Anwar was head of a court set up by al-Qaeda in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch is considered by Washington to be the most dangerous offshoot of the terror network. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. An unidentified Al-Shabaab spokesman, speaking in English, asserts on the video that Muslims in the U.S. must choose between leaving the country or taking up the cause of holy war. Al-Shabaab has been fighting to install a strict Islamic State in Somalia since 2006. An explosion struck the Afghan capital Kabul late Friday, killing one person, wounding 11 others. Taliban quickly claimed responsibility and said one of its suicide bombers had carried out the attack. The blast hit a central residential area of the city, which is home to many Afghan officials and where guest houses are also located. The target of that attack was not immediately clear. Police in India say a small group of gunmen attacked an Air Force base in Punjab State near the border with Pakistan early today. Officials say two of the attackers, are believed killed during the shootout with the soldiers at the base. They say gunfire is ongoing, but few other details are available right now. This is VOA News.